Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I'm your humble host, Rick Till, coming to you from the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, San Francisco, California, but nationally syndicated all over. Wherever you're listening to us, it's great to have you with us, and I would love to talk video games with you for the next hour. Let's face it, on all these sports talk networks I'm on right now, I'll get to that in a second, this is the only hour all week where we can just talk video games, and not just sports video games, but all video games. So don't be shy. The number to call is 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't write it down. Dial it up. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 7529. Questions, comments, concerns in the world of video games, everyone from newbies to hardcore gamers, I'm here for you. Bring it in at 1-800-878-PLAY. I sounded like the guy doing Trump. Bring it in. He's like, he's up here and then he gets down here. I can't do it. All right. So don't try. Sports Byline USA, San Francisco, California, around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Big shout out to our troops listening both home and abroad on AFN. I'm a fan of you. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. We're also on SBNationLive.com as we go through SB Nation Radio out of Houston, Texas, where the stars at night are big and bright. And also SiriusXM 211 in progress. See the man. See the man. That's the Dan Patrick channel. Come on back with all my truckers out there. Blow your horns. Get that white line fever. And come on in on SiriusXM 211. Other ways of listening. Oh, I'm not done yet. Other ways of listening to the show. Forget HBO and Cinemax. It's all about CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2. Very surreal experience of listening to me through your TV sets. Also, apropos applications include the TuneIn Radio app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app as well to get you that way. So this is how the show works. Sometimes there's interviews, sometimes there's not. The lines are open the whole show. I'm going to tell you what's new, what's going on in the video game world. I'll also tell you a little bit later what's new on shelves. The game's coming out this week. I'll give away a brand new game at 40 after the hour, so just over a half hour. And at the end of the show, the cheat code, send your request, rick@sportsbyline.com. So come on back on the Video Game Review.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablet tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Collectible Exchange is the most trusted sports memorabilia company in the country, carrying game-used, autographed, and other one-of-a-kind items. Founded by collecting icon Brandon Steiner from Steiner Sports, they can also help you evaluate, authenticate, and sell your sports collectibles. Check out CollectibleExchange.com and use code RADIO20 for 20% off between now and Father's Day. With over 150,000 items and over 80 pro and college athletes selling directly to you, that's code RADIO20 at CollectibleExchange.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the show. It is the Video Game Review. I am your host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from San Francisco at Sports Byline USA Home Studios. If you'd like to chime in, the number to call is 1-800-878-PLAY. What is going on in your video game world? For me, I was talking about it last week that I was going to get Tears of the Kingdom, Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom on the Switch and dive in, and that's what I did. And right now, I'm still on Great Sky Island and went to one shrine, tried to figure out to get to the other one without freezing myself. Put in many hours so far. And here's the thing. I didn't play the first one. So Breath of the Wild. So a lot of these things that come second nature to you, I'm still learning, but like putting sails, how things connect together and other stuff. But it's a great game so far. I'm just scratching the surface, obviously, as you're trying to open this door and get back to Zelda. It starts, and we were talking about the speed run somebody did. He did an hour and a half hour of it was the, it's, for lack of a better word, a tutorial. But as you go through the sections, you know, Zelda takes you down. Link, look over here. It's the ancient demons. Look what they've done, and I'm not worried about it at all. She's got this little English accent, very gentle, but you're just sort of watching it, nothing really to do. But in the list of things to do, Great Sky Island, which has so much going on, is the first of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 18, and about 28 things to go just to get going. And so there is definitely a lot to the game. And it's got that cel-shaded feel to it, which is something we first saw really in Wind Waker, when Link was kind of a cute little guy. And it's a little bit different now, obviously. But Link doesn't talk. Even when Zelda's asking him stuff, he just kind of sits there and goes like, ooh. but there is so much to do in this game already. And to think, you know, it would be sort of like if I was going to give a review of the United States and I was in Delaware. Look, we're in Delaware. Remember that, Wayne's World? But, you know, it's like I've been to Delaware. It's a fine state. But you can think about all the things you could do there and say, okay, I know the United States now. No, you know nothing of the United States. You know a little bit about Delaware. So that's the thing that's exciting about this game. And so long, I've been looking for something that I can dive into like this. And for the most part, over the years, it's been Bethesda's games, from Fallout games to Skyrim games. And those are the ones that I mostly will, as you would say, dive into. Me? Yeah, you said. Those are the ones I could dive into. Otherwise, everything else, I give it 5 minutes and then I'm back playing a first-person shooter. I'm playing Call of Duty or I'm playing Battlefield, one way or the other. It just always happens. So as much as I love playing those games, and I do love playing those games, it's nice to be back in a relationship. We're going steady. It's nice to be back in a game that I'm kind of dedicated to, about learning more and more and more. Now, PTSD is a word that should only be used, I think, for people who have been in combat, but we use it in everyday life now, and I'll do it now with apologies. I kind of have PTSD on this game from Wind Waker, because on the GameCube, that was back when you had these little memory cards. You know, they're little rectangles, and you're supposed to buy them from Nintendo, but you could get Mad Catz or other knockoffs. So instead of paying like $30 for memory card, you get one for like 10 or 15. And it would have like, this has 20 slots. And you're going, oh, 20 games. Like, no, this game needs 6 to 8 slots. And like, all right, whatever. But Wind Waker, still my favorite Zelda game so far. Had the map spread out on the table in front of the TV, went through everything. And I was about, I shouldn't say 90%. I was about 80% done with the game, and I turned it on, and the memory card was completely blank. There was nothing there. And I didn't pull it out while the GameCube was on or do any of the other warning things. It just evaporated. And, you know, it would have been nice to blame someone for deleting it, but no, I couldn't do that either. What a horrific thing to do. Like, if see somebody who's put in like 60 hours in a game and then just delete it. Yeah, that's not good. I actually knew somebody who thought it'd be a funny prank in college. He got a guy's social security number and dropped all his classes and didn't tell him. Yeah, that's a hilarious prank. Anyway, back to Tears of the Kingdom. This game it's vast. There's a lot of things going on in the air. Like, I got these sort of big wooden eagle things to stand on. And one of the things that's cool yet frustrating about it is that they don't, as much as there are tutorials, they don't tell you what to do. Like, you have to cook things together to see what they do. And there'll be little hints like, you know, spicy peppers that keep your body warm. And you go, oh, what can I cook this with? Maybe I'll cook it with a steak. And it's like, okay, now you, when you eat this, you can be warm for 3 minutes, or you can run around in the snow without dying. Because at this point, I basically, the only quote-unquote armor I have is just really some, like, gladiator-style boots is about it, and a sort of a gauntlet thing. But the thing that's as I said, it's a double-edged sword, quite literally, is that they don't tell you what to do, which is maddening. But then when you figure out, it's a really good feeling of accomplishment. Like, oh, that's what I do here. But then again, it's the kind of thing where I'm just not a guy who's going to do a second playthrough. And it's like, okay, now I'm going to go back and get all the things I missed. I'm like, I can't. If I put 50 hours plus into a game, I can't start over again. Now, I know a lot of people who are like, oh, you know, I played as a Khajiit in Skyrim. Now I want to play as a, you know, whatever. And it's like, you're going to redo the whole game? Yeah. Like, I can't go back to getting my behind handed to me after I walk around with impunity in Tamriel that now I'm going to have to get beat down again. But, so as I said, I've put about 3 hours, I guess, into the game, and I'm still in the first stages, but I feel like I've done a ton already. I really have felt like I've done a lot, and it's cool. It's very cool. Now, one of the things, like when you jump, if you land in water, you'll always survive and you'll be fine. Then if you get too high up, it can kill you if you fall. If you fall into the nothingness, it's going to kill you, like Cloud City. And also you can drown, you can freeze to death, and I guess you can get beat down. I haven't faced anything that can kill me yet. You can take care of them pretty easily with a tree branch at this point. But it is a Nintendo game. It is a Zelda game. I'm fired up for it. It, you know, hopefully next week I'll be able to tell you a lot more about it. But it's definitely a 2 thumbs up, Siskel and Ebert, for this game. All right, I'm Rick Tuttle. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come on back right here on the Video Game Review.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153, 800-943-2153, 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune Legal Support Line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Nice to have you with us. I'm Rick Tittle, and coming up in the next segment, we'll give away a brand new game. Very easy trivia question. It's not even really a trivia question. It's just a question, and you can answer it at the email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com, as we stream through that website 24/7, but second correct answer will win the game. What is the game? Well, you're going to have to wait to check it out. There are certain things that I understand and certain things I don't. When it comes to high finance, I've always found that a big snoozer. But still, you know, it's been going on for quite a while now that Microsoft has been trying to buy Activision Blizzard. And it's been taking a long time. And this is going to be the biggest deal in the history of tech. It's $69 billion, which is how much I paid on my last trip to Europe, actually. No. But the reason I bring it up is because Friday there was huge news that said China has approved it. Maybe I shouldn't even admit this stuff on the air, but I thought, why do we need China to approve this? Who cares? Well, the funny thing is Activision Blizzard stopped offering a lot of its games in mainland China because they had a dispute with a local publishing partner. But China and the European Union are the two biggest economies now to have approved this. And now if you think about Activision Blizzard, the three biggest moneymakers, Warcraft, as I call it, or World of Warcraft, Call of Duty, and wait for it, yes, Candy Crush. Those are the three biggest ones. So the EU, which of course is 27 nations, used to be 28 till Brexit, they've approved it. And apparently they said, on the condition that Microsoft makes some promises meant to boost competition in the emerging cloud-based gaming market. What does that mean? Help your competitors? It's sort of like cigarettes. You have to put this thing on the side saying these will kill you. And then you have to have ads saying don't smoke. And then cigarette companies say, sounds cool. We'll get right on that. But China says no conditions. Just go ahead. And the thing is, game sales in mainland China, newsflash, communist country, come with a requirement that game workers work with a Chinese publisher to release titles in the country. And that's because I mentioned there were some problems. Activision Blizzard were trying to stop Warcraft, StarCraft, Overwatch, and also the Diablo games. They were suspended because they were having a problem with their Chinese partner called NetEase. Now, NetEase and Blizzard have been working together for like 15 years. And NetEase is second only to Tencent. How much did it cost? 10 cents. Tencent is the number one games distributor in China. So they're sort of the, NetEase is the Burger King to the McDonald's there. But Microsoft says that it's now been cleared in China, the EU, 37 other countries. They've got Japan. They've got Brazil. But Britain has rejected it, and the U.S., according to Microsoft, is trying to reject it. So, I don't know. I just thought if you wanted to make a deal, you just did it. You didn't have to get China to approve on it. Well, if you're going to do it in China, then I guess I can see why that's important. 1-800-878-PLAY. Speaking of the U.S., I thought this was kind of a cute story. One of the cool things about Sports Byline is we do have some things, some interviews that we've done here in the Library of Congress, which is cool. The Library of Congress also has a national recording registry for songs. And I bring that up not to brag about Sports Byline, but to brag about the fact that Super Mario Brothers has been added to the Library of Congress's national recording registry. This is the first time in history a video game song has been put in. And of course, this is a song that's more than 40 years old, composed by Koji Kondo. And he joined Nintendo as the first guy ever to work full-time working on music. And he has done a lot of Zelda work over the years. But the Library of Congress says the Super Mario theme is, quote, probably the most recognizable video game song in its history. And by the way, the Library of Congress added 25 songs this year, bringing the national total to 625 songs. Yes, Disco Duck made it. No, I made that up. But what are we talking about? Are we talking about? No, we're talking about. You know the other. You know that. I'm here for you. All right. 1-800-878-PLAY. And one other thing before we send you to the break, which I think is cool. Speaking of Nintendo, you can now play a Game Boy version of Halo Combat Evolved. And that is because there's an indie studio. They're called Crusader Games. They have decided to make a Game Boy-like version of Halo Combat Evolved. Instead of calling it that, they have had a little fun with it, and they changed it to, quote, Halo Combat Devolved. And the game was used using software called GB Studio, Great Britain. The official website describes the software as a quick and easy way to drag and drop retro game creators from your favorite handheld video game system. You can play Halo Combat Devolved on a Game Boy Color, analog, or straight from your web browser. So you need to go to the website to play this, of course, unofficial version of the game. A message from the developers can be found on their website, which says, quote, as a longtime fan of Halo Combat Evolved, I'm creating a faithful demake, not remake, for the Game Boy Color using GB Studio. Currently, the only playable level is Pillar of Autumn, but Crusader Games has stated that it plans to continue adding levels to the project as time allows. Now, this is not Gary's mod, but you'll also have the option to download the ROM or the .pocket files to play it on other hardware. According to Crusader Games, downloading either game file actually offers a better experience due to the sound limitations with the in-browser emulator. Well, maybe, just maybe, if that is a problem, what do you do? How about Opera GX? I actually interviewed the guy. I forgot what country he was in. Some stupid foreign country. No, he was. I forgot where he was. But Opera, I mean, I think he was in Poland. Opera GX, which I put on my iPhone as just another browser, is actually really good. If you're going to play any video game on a browser, and even just your regular bubbled pop type of games, I do, and they're not paying me to say this, I do recommend Opera GX. And I'm sure if I had the guy back on, he'd probably say, yes, you can play that too. But as for the gameplay itself, it's pretty impressive. Once you start the game, it loads up, opens up with a pixelated version of Master Chief, and jumps right into gameplay. The movement and action kind of reminds me of Link's Awakening, the Zelda game, right? But instead of using Link's Master Sword, you got a gun. And then you have a really cool 8-bit version of the original Halo song playing in the background as you play as well. So, and like anything 8-bit is something that I am into. So Halo Combat Evolved, this might be a little bit complicated, but it's sofaswordsman.itch.io. That's the first part. Sofaswordsman, all one word, .itch.io, and then /Halo-Combat-Devolved. And then you can run it there. And the game, when did it come out? 2001, I want to say. But yeah, I mean, look, anything like that that's free, it's a little kitschy thing. Why not? Nobody got hurt, right? Do you remember the days of shareware when, I guess it was mid-90s, I got CD-ROMs. I think it was 94. And you'd go to like CompUSA. I said, you, me. I'd go to CompUSA and buy a disc that would say 1,000 games. And maybe three were fun and worth playing. I remember the one that I actually played more than like a week and I played for years and years was a Mahjong game. And after you would beat it, it would just say, if you like this game, please send $5 to whatever the name was. And he listed a dorm room in some Midwest college. And I thought, I'm sure that guy's not in that dorm anymore. But it kind of feels like that with the Halo Combat Devolved. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take another quick break. When we come back, I'll give away a brand new game, talk some more about video games right here on the Video Game Review.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
The Video
Game Review. All right, thank you for that, and welcome back. A little Altered Beast there. A launch game with the Genesis. Sega. Couldn't believe the graphics in that game when I first saw them. Gameplay was a little bit ugh. But anyway, it is 40 after. It's time for me to give away a brand new game. I'm Rick Tittle. This is the Video Game Review. Just answer the question. Be the second correct answer at rick@sportsbyline.com. S-P-O-R-T-S-B-Y. L-I-N-E.com, sportsbyline.com, rick@sportsbyline.com, rick@sportsbyline.com. All right. The game is called Cyber Citizen Shockman. This is available on the Switch, the 4 and the 5, the 1 and the X and the S. I have it here for the Xbox One. It's rated E10+, developed by Shin Yuden and published by Rata Laika Games. Here's the summary. Cyber Citizen Shockman is a retro arcade platformer about two Japanese school kids named Tasuke and Kyapiko, who are in fact androids. This game just released 2 days ago. And yes, it is a throwback. It is definitely a platformer. Here's my question. Is this game a platformer? Just send me the answer, yes or no, to rick@sportsbyline.com. And the second correct answer for the Xbox One gets Cyber Citizen Shockman, developed by Shin Yuden and published by Rata Laika Games. Rata Laika Games. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call to get in, if you'd like. 1-800-878-7529. Here's another thing I want to talk about. I was reading The Guardian overseas about this. When Red Dead Redemption 2 was being developed, it took 2,200 days to record 1,200 voices with 700 voice actors who recited 500,000 lines of dialogue. It was a massive feat and nearly impossible for any other studio to replicate, much less Rockstar Games, which despite its success with GT and others, it's still not a huge, huge developer. But now, here it comes again, ChatGPT. With the advances in AI, it's becoming easier and easier to recreate human voices and create automated real-time responses, near limitless dialogue options and speech tailored to any kind of input or unique voice there. But the technology raises questions about if you like the ethics of synthesizing voices. The Australian developer Replica Studios rolled out a voice synthesizer platform for game developers 4 years ago. It's a tool that Playside Studios has used. They're also in Australia. They used it for Age of Darkness Final Stand. And the chief executive of Replica Studios, Shreyas Neva, said, "We would hope that there'd be hundreds, if not thousands, of other studios that could dream of building games like Red Dead Redemption 2 because everyone wants to do that." He said, "Recording every line of dialogue individually is so inefficient from a cost perspective, but also from a time perspective, and you need to have these huge teams." So what Replica did, they have licensed the voices of 120 actors, which are capable of 1,000 different vocal tones, according to the company here. Nivas says he sees AI voice synthesizing as the future, but as with many AI advances, the practice, of course, can you say fraught with ethical dilemmas? Right? I don't know. There are free online synthesizer tools right now that can mimic celebrity voices or TV voices, whatever. You don't need permission from those guys or gals. Bloomberg reported this month that some voice actors were shocked to discover that their voices were in content that they did not participate in. Yes. They later learned that there were some contractual terms that had that were broad enough to cover such of these issues, too. It's sort of like the ASCAP BMI. But in Japan, just a couple weeks ago, the Japan Performing Arts Workers Association, yes, that's their name, they held a press conference raising concerns about the impact AI will have on voice acting and music. They have over 52,000 workers as members in this union, and they now have they've called for legislation to protect all their jobs. And the licensing model Replica pursues allows actors to keep earning from the use of their voice even when they're not in the studio. So they're trying to build that with the actors in mind. So the bigger game companies will probably get high profile talent like Troy Baker, who did Joel Miller in The Last of Us. Think about Liam Neeson coming in Fallout. But AI will give smaller game studios access to those same voices and throw a little cash at the actors. I don't know. I mean, you can now use apps that will tell you, write a joke about this, and it'll give you 20 jokes, and they might not be that good. But they've also, this company, implemented content moderation policies for the use of voices in scams or illicit content. Somebody was telling me, I don't know if this is true, that like in the English language, there's only like 26 like core bass sounds you can make. And if this certain software can hear you say 10 of them, they can figure out the rest and then basically have you say anything they want you to say. So the Australian union that represents actors, the Media, Entertainment, and Arts Alliance, they have no policy on AI's impact yet. But a spokesperson said actors must retain ownership of their voices and this should not be given away through a license in perpetuity. In this emerging field of technology, we urge producers to engage with performers' representatives. So the Canadian singer Grimes Musk last month invited people to create new songs with her voice synthesized in AI. And she said, if you create something, I'll split it with you 50-50 if you make any money. And she also said that, but it's also the most wonderfully poetic way to die and respawn in another career. That's a bit dark, but I get it. So the thing that I have always found when it comes to video games is I don't really care about celebrity voices. Now, you don't want somebody who literally doesn't know how to read or act. But I remember Pete Hines with Bethesda, one game developers conference. He had this dungeon crawl game that was not a hit. But he invited us in the media up to the room at the St. Regis. It was like 10 at a time, and we went up there. And he was showing us this demo, and there was a guy with a sword, and there was like a girl with a bow and arrow. And you could hear the voice actors, and they were really good. And at the end of showing us the demo, he said, by the way, those are just placeholders. We're going to get some big stars. And I remember thinking, yeah, they sounded really good. I mean, would you – there's no way of answering this in real time. I'm on the radio unless you call. But would you like say, look, I want to buy this game, but I don't know who's voicing the lead protagonist. But if I said – if it's a guy who's been on my show, name drop, Ewan McGregor, when you'd be like, oh, now I got to buy it, would that move some? And you'd have to think, I guess it would. For me, it wouldn't matter. But I think some people are like, well, if Ewan McGregor's put his name on this, this must be pretty good. So, you know, the whole thing about AI right now, I mean, you can ask AI, how do we get rid of global warming? And AI says, kill all people. And you're like, never mind. Forget I asked that question. Let's move along with that one, right? All right, let's take a look at the new releases this week, unless otherwise, and these will be Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. And remember, when games come out, what happens? You got to make room on the top shelf, which means there'll be some games coming down. Come on down. Inkbound is an RPG roguelike strategy game on the PC. Paranormal Hunter, that explains it, on the PC. Amnesia, The Bunker, action, horror, open world, the 1, the X, and the S, the 4, and the 5, and the PC. Bloomberg Business Casino, a simulation on the PC. When I think, it's sort of like when Bloomberg does sports, I'm like, well, oh, sorry. Live radio, Blooming Business. I just read that article from Bloomberg. I thought it said Bloomberg Business Casino, and I thought that sounds really bone dry. Blooming Business Casino on the PC. Bread and Fred, an action adventure casual indie on the PC. For your phones and the Switch, Farming Simulator 23, Android and iOS. We talked about this, I say me, we, whatever, a couple weeks ago, that now there are a lot of people who farm, try out the equipment in this game before they buy it. That's how good it is. Ghost Pia Season 1. Ghost Pia Season 1, an adventure game on the PC and the Switch. Glitch Busters, Stuck on You, a shooter for the 4, the PC, and the Switch. Miasma Chronicles, RPG on the 5, the X, and the S, and the PC. Minigame Madness, action casual indie, MMO, PC. Planet of Lana, adventure puzzle game for the PC, the 1, and the X, and the S. Puzzle Bobble Every Bubble. Once again, Puzzle Bobble Every Bubble. No Bloomberg in that one. A puzzle game on the Switch. Star Trek Resurgence. Adventure Sci-Fi on the 4 and the 5, the 1 and the X and S and the PC. Warhammer 40,000 Bolt Gun. This is an FPS game on all the big boy systems. When I say that, that's the 4 and the 5, the X, S, 1, the PC, and the Switch. Dark Quest 3. Early access coming out this week. RPG strategy. Switch 4, 5, 1, X, and S. Above Snakes. I love that title. This is a simulation survival game on the PC. Cassette Beasts. Open world RPG. The Switch, the X, and the S, and the 1. End of Lines. That would be nice at Disneyland. An adventure indie game on the Switch and the PC. Evil Wizard. Action adventure indie RPG. PC, X, and S, and 1. And finally, Golden Idol Mysteries, The Spider of Lanka. It's a good name. See if it's a good game, though. Adventure, this is DLC, expansion indie. So, Golden Idol Mysteries, this is an expansion. Downloadable content, The Spider of Lanka. Check it out. There you go. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We will come on back on Sports Planet.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. It's time for the cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. This one is from Nancy, wants to know nano breaker cheats. This is why I always say I like doing them for older games. I had no idea what nano breaker was. It's from the PS2. Well, I've got a couple for you here. First of all, there's one little key here. When you start the new game and you look at all the items in the room that you go through in the beginning, there are two secret levels in there, one for splatter mode and one to play as Jaguar. The Atari Jaguar? No, the character. Jaguar is a samurai who can do 5 times more damage, but he only has a little bit of health though. Now, here's a cheat for you. During gameplay, on the PS2, up, up, down, right, sorry, up, up, down, down, left, right, XO. It doesn't get any more simple. Up, up, down, down, left, right, XO, and you will unlock a mini game, a shooter. That's right. a little mini game. Isn't that cool? Also, when you beat the game, you'll have access to hard mode, splatter mode. You can unlock Keith as well. I would like to be Keith. Okay, thanks for tuning in to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll be back with you next week with another live edition. Until then, you can email me, rick@sportsbyline.com.